Hi, this is a dictation for patient Tiffany Thompson. Date of service is 11/21/2023. I could not find this dictation before, so I'm redoing it. In case you find it, then you can disregard. The date of birth for Tiffany Thompson, 12/30/1988. Date of accident, 6/4/2023. Date of service, 11/21/2023. The patient presents with the ongoing history of headaches, which are 7. Pain in the neck and the mid-back is around 7. Lower back pain and right hip pain is around 7. Occasional radiation to the right posterior buttock and right posterior thigh is reported up to the knee in S1, S2 dermatome fashion. The patient was found to have a herniated disc in the neck and also at T11, T12 level. In the neck, patient is found to have a disc herniation at C3-4 and C4-5. And a bulging disc at C5-6 and C6-7. The patient has numbness and tingling of the right arm off and on, and his poor grip is reported. However, the patient wants to go back to work. Pain level is around 7. ADLs are affected 7. Patient reports no relief yet from any of the treatments that are being provided. Kindly review the chart for the ADLs for system review, additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. In the physical examination, the vital signs reveal blood pressure 101 over 62, pulse is 78, pulse ox is 100, and the rest of the exam is the same from previous visit, that is dated 11/6/2023, dictation number 1108-128, along with diagnosis. The plan is to continue the treatments with the medication of Mobic for healing and relief of pain. 7.5 milligram a day. Tylenol with codeine is provided for help with the pain, 1 or 2 PRN. Xanax is provided for help with the sleep and panic relief. Nerontin, 600 milligram twice a day, is provided for relief with the radiculopathy. Furosets, 1 or 2 are provided for headache relief. Patient will continue counseling, psychiatric, neurology referrals, and a neuropsych referral, as well as chiropractic treatments. A photobiomodulation device was ordered for further help in this area. MRIs were discussed with the patient, where there is a herniated disc at C3-4, C4-5, bulging disc at C5-6, C6-7, with moderate spinal canal stenosis requiring 1 or 2 injections at the cervical epidural system. And there is also a thoracic T11 and 12 bulging disc, but it's not causing terrible pain. If the pains are not relieved, then a consideration will be given to the injection treatment. So far, the patient is not interested. She is also not interested in any other treatment options, for example, spinal cord stimulation devices or surgery or any referral to a spinal surgeon. So the patient will continue her therapy. Light duty job has been ordered for her as per wish. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.